Talk Summer on the Water with Dominic Genoa. Insure your boat with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Call and ask for a PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.
Well, it's probably not summer on the water anymore, but it's life on the water. And Dominic Genoa, I know all about the water because I'm surrounded by it. How are you?
Yeah, good champ. It's very difficult to talk about going out and having fun on the water given what we're going through at the moment. And I think that it calls for us to kind of stand up and just give some words of advice for anybody planning to go on the water. And of course, there are really good places to go boating, but there are places not to go boating. And the places not to go boating, or recreational boating for that matter, is the flood affected areas. You know, recreational boating is a beautiful thing. And if you go to the right places at the right time, it's a good thing. But trying to have fun on the water in flooded zones is not good. And the reason I say that, Duck, is that, you know, boaters need to understand that there's debris from the weather that is floating around, not only in the flood zones, but downriver from the flood zones. You can't see it, and it's just so dangerous.
Well, I can tell you, Don, from up this way, there was a container in the water, and it made its way all the way out to under the rail bridges there at around Brooklyn. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. It's just, there's so many things being seen in the water. There's lounges, there's containers, there's pieces of homes, full homes, and trying to boat in those areas is just not the right thing to do. So, you know, if you're planning to go boating, do it in the right areas. Don't go recreational boating in the flooded zones because you're going to get yourself into trouble. There's debris and hazards in waterways. It's submerged. It's semi-submerged. There's trees, reports of trees, shipping containers, as you mentioned, vessels, large remnants of houses, buildings, jettings. And the water is also moving fast. So manoeuvring a vessel is very, very challenging as it is. In normal times, you add wind, you add fast-moving waters, and expert levels have trouble, let alone the novices. And we even saw a vessel overturn, a rescue vessel, a few days back, and these guys are fairly experienced. So just also understand the navigational markers mostly are gone, so they'll be off station. They'll need to be reinstalled. So my suggestion is stay off the water. Don't go anywhere near the floodwaters unless you're a recreational, you're boating for essential needs. And of course, we've seen some great stories. You have people transporting food and people using boats. And there's a real good side to boating during these times. But it's not recreational boating, that's for sure.
Yeah, especially, and obviously we broadcast around the country, and this is mainly for people in flooded areas on the mid-north coast, around here where I am in the Hawkesbury, and of course some of the rivers that are swollen up all about the place, and as well as in Queensland.
Just be
careful, and like we say, that debris is the thing that is for sure. Dom, just quickly, I noticed a bloke we know down at Wiseman's Ferry came out in his boat and pushed that container away from his houseboats.
Yeah, he's quite a champ. He got out there in his work boat. He saw this container floating down the river quite at speed towards his marina and the houseboats there, and he just manoeuvred that container away. Yeah. Now, he's a skilled boatman, so he was able to do it, but it's not something that any novice boater would even try.
No, definitely.
And he had the equipment to do it, and like, 35, 40 years of experience on the water manoeuvring very large craft. So he's quite a skilled boatsman.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are around any of that flood water at the moment doing anything, or you're in your own boat helping with supplies and helping the SES, well, you got to remember to do one thing, and that's the life jacket, Dom.
Yeah, that's right. You got to remember that safe boating is good boating and that the life jacket never, ever ruined a day on the water.
You are a good man, Dominic, and I've got to say to you, as you know, I love the water, but I am surrounded by it here, mate.
I know. You've got to take care, my friend. Take care.
Well, I'm not going out on it, so anyway, we'll be fine. And I can tell you quickly, Dom, that I mentioned it a bit earlier, down the road from here, they were actually guiding cattle back onto higher ground with a tinny and a jet ski. The other day. To save the cattle to get onto higher ground. So there you go.
That's a good thing.
Boating with a difference, mate. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Good advice, Dom, as usual.
Thanks, champ.
There he is. That, of course, is Dominic Genoa, and he is our boating guru. And like he said, if you are in a flood-affected area, just be careful going out in the boat. Sure, there are people who need to get some supplies. As I said, I know people out my way that have tinnies moored in the driveway, tied up in their own driveway where the car's normally parked at the moment. But, you know, don't go out cruising and you know, and flying along as if things are normal. It just isn't. And like I said, this doesn't apply to everyone around the country, but certainly in flooded areas. Just take it very easy if you are at your boat. And as Dom said, it's not the time to go recreational boating, that is for sure.